your servants, the body and intellect. But man, as we appraise him in everyday affairs, is in need of some means or instrument of contact with the world about. Hence it is, we may say, that consciousness evolves a body, and an intellect too, for that matter. Consciousness commands both body and intellect, and depends upon them to get its work done. The heavier work is assigned to the body. It becomes one's chore boy, so to speak, while to the intellect, a finer mold than the body, is assigned the lighter jobs, and it becomes the secretary. Through the intellect and through the body, then, consciousness carries on. Intellect and body do not remain the same from year to year, or even from hour to hour. They are in a state of flux, since consciousness is reconstructing and reconditioning them pretty constantly, shaping them for better or for worse according to the mood. You may recall that I have, on occasion, compared the body to a lead pencil. The pencil is not you, but it is yours. You keep on the outside and grip it in your hand. You do not crawl into it. If you did, you would lose control of the implement. So it is with the body. If you are wise, you do not crawl into it. Rather, you maintain the vantage point of aloofness. Then you can direct it and enjoin good behavior. You master it instead of permitting it to master you. You can carry this simile to the intellect as well, and keep it under control, instead of permitting its smartness to confound you. Consciousness, you have already suspected, is pretty much the same as soul. It is the modern substitute for that significant word. It ranks above intellect and body, and can make them its servants. Now, as we have so many times agreed, there is no definite line of demarcation between what we call body and what we call consciousness. They are one, and consciousness is the one, body being the part thereof which is cognizable to the five senses. It is the part we can put our hands on. The interior niceties of morale are not sensible to physical touch. The body necessarily improves or declines as consciousness rises or falls. When mood soars, as in the case of a baseball player who steps to the plate to hit a home run at a critical stage of the game, consciousness lifts the body to such heights of precision and speed that a close observer would gain a glimpse of spiritual man. He is always present.